Lawmakers will convene in Tallahassee a week from today for the 2016 legislative session. Among the proposals lawmakers are expected to consider is one that would change health insurance for Florida's state employees. Florida Matters producer Lottie Watts explains.
In a huge ballroom at the Student Center at the University of South Florida this fall, dozens of tables filled the room with reps from insurance companies to gyms to the campus bookstore.
You need one of these? There you go. Yeah, this is the map.
They offered up grab bags, candy, and other swag.
It is fun to come to see all the vendors and have the employee benefits.
Shabnam Mira has worked for the University of South Florida for almost 2 decades.
I work as an assistant director in planning and analysis, and I look at a lot of student data and what makes a student successful at USF.
She's taking a break from her desk to go to the benefits fair. Fairs like this are an annual ritual for state workers across Florida.
Sometimes there are massage people here or a spa person here, so that's what I was here for.
Mira is one of thousands of Floridians employed by the state doing a variety of jobs. It's too much to list here, but among the jobs are corrections officers, social workers, and teachers. Mira says she's seen the state universities grow and change, but one thing that hasn't changed in recent years is how much she pays for a health plan for her family. She says the plan offered through her husband's job is much more expensive than the insurance she has as a state employee.
I have a husband who works commercially, and he's covered on my plan for this reason.
Many workers see the benefit as a trade-off for salaries that are lower than in the private sector. Since 2005, most state workers in Florida have paid $50 a month for individual coverage or $180 a month for their family. These monthly premiums are the same whether they enroll in a health maintenance organization, NHMO, or a preferred provider organization called a PPO. For more than a decade, lawmakers have tried and failed to make changes to the state employee group insurance. It's expected to come up again this session.
Something that gives you more should cost a little more.
Republican State Representative Jason Broder of Sanford chairs a health committee in the House. During the 2015 session, he proposed a bill lowering the monthly premiums for the PPO and increasing them for the HMO.
The upward adjustment reflects the fact that these are offered as richer benefits. That is the actual value of what we are giving or providing as part of the plan.
The proposal from Broder failed during last session, so it was more or less business as usual at last fall's benefits fair, where Lydia Hudson was staffing the AVMET table. That's the HMO plan available to state workers in more than half of Florida's counties, including those in Tampa Bay, South Florida, and Central Florida.
Biggest question is, how much is this going to cost me? Is my doctor on your list of doctors?
The answer, at least for monthly premiums, was the same as it's been since 2005. USF employee Shabnam Mira, her hands full with grab bags from the benefits fair, says she's staying with her AVMED plan through the state.
I'm fine. No changes, so I'm fine.
That could be different next year if lawmakers approve changes to the health insurance that covers more than 300,000 state workers and their families. It cost the state about $1.5 billion to cover them in 2013. Again, most state workers get health insurance for $50 a month for themselves or $180 for a family. But quite a few get a much better deal, including lawmakers in the Florida House, the governor, and certain managers. They pay $8.34 for individual coverage or $30 a month for family coverage. In his budget proposal for 2016, Governor Rick Scott says he wants to see those workers pay the same monthly health insurance premiums as the rest of Florida state employees. State lawmakers, though, they get the final say. For Florida Matters, I'm Lottie Watts.
We'll continue our preview of the 2016 legislative session tonight on Florida Matters at 6:30 here on WUSF.